The Majority Report with Sam Cedar.
It is Tuesday, January 30th, 2018. My name is Sam Cedar. This is the five-time award-winning Majority Report. We are broadcasting live steps from the industrially ravaged Gowanus Canal in the heartland of America, downtown Brooklyn, USA. This is a special report. Type of special
coverage.
Broadcast.
Coverage.
Special coverage of the 2018 State of the Union Address by, yes, Donald Trump is actually the president. Still the president.
Still the president.
Still president.
Still enjoying it, too.
Look, folks, here's a spoiler alert. We know what the State of the Union is. It's exhausted. It's depressed.
There's a malaise.
Not good. Not good. All right. I said it. Let's go back. McDonald's.
You just said not good, and then I just saw David Brooks's face, and I was like, oh, it's going to be a long night, man.
It's going to be a long night. First off, let me first start by saying that in honor of the evening, I am wearing a shirt that Robert Tidwell, one of our listeners, has sent me. It is an original, what's his name? Wilhelm?
Is that a joke?
Wyatt.
Wilhelm
Wyatt,
Ingram.
Wyatt Coke.
Wyatt
shirt.
Coke.
Wyatt Ingram Coke.
Coke shirt. It's got a lot of money on it, so that's good. And ladies and gentlemen, it is our special pleasure to welcome into the studio the one, the only, Judy Gold.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I like that. Is that my theme music? Don't I have a theme song?
Matt.
Oh, my God, geez. Matt, you fucking idiot.
Somebody, let's do this all over again.
Judy goes in on the fucking crew abuse so fast.
I know, sorry.
Like, hi, everybody.
Well, hey,
I mean, come
thanks for me. Sorry about that.
Matt got here early, got super high, and then everything was just off to the races.
Doing the setup. Waterboat.
Level-headed.
Fuck you!
Calm, cool, and collected.
I have a bigger penis than him.
Judy Gold is on the line to keep us all connected.
The fuck is the matter with him?
A steady hand to guide us. She'll keep us calm and carry on.
No fucking way!
Too bad Jimmy Reefer Cuck didn't find her worthy of a song. Well, Judy Gold.
And he's such a fucking penis head liar. I'm not kidding.
That was Pence I was talking about.
That's the president of the United States. That's the president. What the fuck? Like, this guy,
All right, I'm just gonna fix Judy's mic.
Just
the mic positioning here. Well, we got it. We're good.
You're good with the positioning.
Yes. It's kind of hiding her a little.
Oh, that's better, right?
I'm taking notes for my response.
Better?
Oh, yeah, that's way better.
Okay. Who are the Democrats? Like, who is their actual?
Shout out to my sister Julie. Who
hey, Julie. Woo!
Texted me and said, "Move the mic out of Judy's face."
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you, Julie. Got that too.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, of course, as you know, it is the State of the Union, and here comes this dude. Oh, let's listen to it. This is.
Here is the president. They are announcing him now.
Honestly, anyone who is applauding for this guy
is a fucking asshole.
Should be on a list.
Thank you very much for my hair.
How's it going?
Stormy Daniels.
You know, a lot of people say I'm not historic, but
look at her. That is such a fake clap.
I'm the first product of incest that's president. No one gives me any credit for that.
Totally down the aisle.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get that done. Yeah. Hey, good to see you. Hey, I had my scalp shrunk because I have no hair. Hey, what's up?
Majority
I have an inverted
leader,
penis. My prostate.
Kevin
yeah.
McCarthy behind Donald Trump, walking Trump down. There's Steve Scalise. Did not bring his hood tonight.
Steve Scalise is still walking.
Hey, wait, I just wanted to wave to you because you're white. Okay.
A lot of empty seats, a lot of poor attendance tonight.
Mitch McConnell is so hot. I mean, if I wasn't a lesbian, I would watch Mitch McConnell porn.
Folks, I'm going to be turning on the IMs at, you can.
I would convert
for Mitch McConnell. Right?
And Elaine Chao.
You want to join us, Judy?
Is it Cho or Chao?
I don't know. I think it's
You can IM us at majorityapp.com. Get the app. And then IM us, and I will occasionally read your comments.
Look at that fat fuck.
I don't think I'd be able to sit there.
I know.
There's, what's his name?
Louis Gohmert. Hey, I'm white. I'm white. Hey, I'm white. Hey, you're white. Hey, good to see you, white. Yeah.
Sam says when he comes into the office.
Where's my friend Jim?
There you go.
Where's Jim?
Super white in here.
White.
White. It's a great document. She looks super in love.
Yeah, she is so in love. Hey, let me wave. God, such a fucking asshole, aren't I?
What do we got? What's going on?
What happened?
Oh, it froze. Saying hi to the Supreme Court Justice. Who's that? Who's that?
Hello, Alana Kagan.
Who is that dude? Is that his personal attorney that is like shadowing him like that? Like, don't say anything.
I know. Look at him.
Don't say anything. Don't say anything.
He's so stressed out.
This is a former Bonanno family associate, and he's coming into the city with me.
Nice to meet you, Fire Mother.
I guess then they're all just like, I guess.
Can I just have a little volume on this?
Michael, turn it on the dial there.
Make the speech. Stay on teleprompter.
Here we go.
Amy, we are, here we go. Let's listen to this just a second.
Here we go. It's Mike Pence. Look at Mike Pence. They shake their hands.
Hey, Conversion Therapy Pence. What's up?
Paul Ryan, and he is getting right to it. I think
the shortest applause in the history of the
President of the United States. Here, let me give you a copy.
Shortest applause. He needs to go to bed is really what's going on here, I think.
This is cream cheeseburger time. Going to be less than an hour, is my guess.
Dentures gripping very well right now.
It's going to be less than an hour.
We always look to see whether members of the other party stand, applaud, and so
forth. Who's the designated survivor?
And right now, and we'll be talking about this later in the
evening. I didn't really hear what the pundits were saying beforehand, but I assume it was something to the effect of, if he doesn't pull his dick out on stage, he will have done a great job.
Yeah, that is more or less it, yes. And in fact, I think he's actually saying,
the fucking thing out of my headphones or no?
What happened? You can't hear anything?
Yeah.
Is it too low?
It is low.
Can you send more to them?
It is low.
As well. But right now, the applause.
Is it coming out from there?
Is typical.
Or is it coming out from that box?
First of all, only one of my ears is working.
All right, hang in there.
We will respect.
Yes.
That the office deserves.
I mean, this is the most applause anyone has ever. Look at him.
No, that's higher.
That's good.
That's
good.
Better? Yeah, that's okay, good. Great, Matt.
And the thanks.
Is that good?
Yeah,
is that good? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah,
thanks, Matt.
To evict any member who's. Oh, you fucking Pete. Let's get stoned. Is. Let's get stoned every time Jeff Sessions is on.
Actually, word. Where do we at?
That stream is getting a little weak. Oh, I just had this moment where I thought Ryan was going to strike. Trump with the hammer,
President of the United States.
With the gavel.
Oh, I can't believe it! I cannot believe it! It's true.
Here comes another opportunity for
him to say that was the most applause anyone's ever had.
I've taken so many drugs to be able to do this speech.
Look, he showed the water. He's got the water.
Can I just point out to how Melania's wearing white?
You're doing a great job.
A lot of the Me Too women are wearing black.
Yeah, Melania is wearing white.
She's like, hey, I'm innocent. I'm not complicit right. in any of this. Yes.
I'm a virgin.
I'm actually noticing that the president is
Or it is really, she's just like, that's her basically saying, like, please help me, I surrender.
Mr. Speaker.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Mr. Vice President.
Nailed
members
it.
Of Congress.
Nailed it.
The First Lady of the United States.
Who I cheated on.
Americans.
And, of course, Melania, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Since I first
love of my life and
in this
Melania
majestic
also.
Chamber to speak on behalf of the American people and to address their concerns, their hopes, and their dreams.
He really is bloated as fuck, this guy.
That night, our new administration had already taken very swift action.
Oh, yes.
So gross.
A new tide of optimism was already sweeping across our land. Each day since, we have gone forward with a clear vision.
Yeah.
And a righteous vision to make America great again for all Americans.
Except all for immigrants and people of color. You fucking piece of shit. Yeah.
I'm not so into people like you either, Judy. The Jew part.
Mike Pence.
I know, he really.
One of the creepiest human beings. Melania seems very, very happy about America being great again.
Over the last year, we have made incredible progress.
Can't help but think she's actually plotting her escape as she stands there.
We have
just
faced challenges we expected and others we could never have imagined.
And I really don't like
that. We have shared in the heights of victory and the pains of hardship.
How great would it be?
We have endured floods and fires and storms. But through it all, we have seen the beauty of America's soul and the steel in America's spine. Each test has forged new American heroes to remind us.
Just a reminder, 35% of Puerto Rico still does not have power.
I'm talking about.
We saw the volunteers of the Cajun Navy racing to the rescue with their fishing boats to save people in the aftermath of a totally devastating hurricane. We saw strangers shielding strangers from a hail of gunfire on the Las Vegas Strip.
Yeah, NRA,
we
baby.
We heard tales of Americans like Coast Guard Petty Officer Ashley Leppard, who is here tonight.
He should be a
in
petty officer. He's so fucking petty.
With Melania.
Hi.
I'm just going to put a flag in the... Do people remember when the notion of the president reading from a teleprompter was... the biggest scandal?
Oh yeah,
that
and
we
he
dealt
was
with?
Number one who would criticize Obama and Hillary and everyone who
can't speak. Can't speak freely. Can't do it.
Ashley was aboard one of the first helicopters on the scene in Houston during the Hurricane Harvey.
I definitely prefer
through 18 hours of wind and rain, Ashley braved live power lines and deep water to help save more than 40 lives. Ashley, we all thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ashley. No, really.
We would never, ever send you to Puerto Rico.
Ashley's a scab.
Ashley would never go to Puerto Rico.
Never, ever, ever. You'll never have to go there. I promise you.
I promise you this. Psych, you're going to Puerto Rico.
We heard about Americans like firefighter David Dahlberg. He's here with us also. David faced down walls of flame to rescue almost 60 children trapped at a California summer camp threatened by those devastating wildfires.
And David, I promise you, never will have to go to Puerto Rico.
Louisiana, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. Everywhere. We are with you. We love you. And we always will pull through together. Always.
Mm. Oh, God, yeah.
Except for that one time.
Except for the people of Puerto Rico.
Except for the time it's happening.
Anyone who speaks another language, shithole countries.
Puerto Rico is a shithole country.
I did a lot of money laundering for the Duvalier family. No one gives me credit. It's totally unfair.
And now what do I want to look up? I'm looking up if David Dahlberg is a Jew.
Brave people. No,
incidentally, David, we're going to be cutting funding for your Forest Service fire thing. So
sadly, David Dahlberg will lose his job because he picked the loser profession.
With us tonight is one of the toughest people ever to serve in this house. A guy who took a bullet. Almost died and was back to work.
Fuck you,
you know what?
Steve.
Honestly,
fuck
the
legend.
Almost only counts in grenades. And
wow, that's great. You took a bullet. Yeah.
You piece of shit.
Wow, that's so great. Welcome back.
What the hell is
Good
the matter
job with
my
those
supporters?
Gun laws.
Hey, what the hell is the matter with my supporters? They don't know how to aim right? Why is that guy still walking around?
Thank you.
Better luck next time.
I can't believe shoot to kill, not to disrupt baseball practice, you moron. And now this scumbag is still in the house.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's designated survivor, Agricultural Secretary Sonny Perdue. He is not in the building in the event that...
Wait, we missed a joke.
We're incredibly grateful for the heroic efforts of the Capitol Police Officers.
Great job being in the KKK.
The Alexandria Police and the doctors, nurses, and paramedics who saved his life and the lives of many others, some in this room. In the aftermath, yes.
Stop pretending you have feelings, Paul Ryan. Eddie Munster-looking motherfucker.
Yes. Yes. That is, you know what?
Donut God wanted to know why Scalise did not bring his baseball bat.
United States of America.
In the aftermath of that terrible shooting, we came together, not as Republicans or Democrats,
so together,
but as representatives of the
But it is NRA. Not NRA and the weapons industry.
We all together, rallied around and Democrats, but as humans and non-humans. Our differences,
white, to seek out common ground categories. And to summon the unity we need to deliver for the people.
Failure. Look at this cut.
This is really the key. These are the people.
Oh, yeah, Nancy.
You know what? I will give Pelosi.
Chris Lopako.
Very solid bitch face.
Chris Lopako says, add another accomplishment to the list. He picked up a glass of water with one hand. Tonight, he became president. I'm not going to mention anything
tonight. Over the last year, the world has seen what we always knew, that no people on earth are so fearless or daring or determined as Americans.
As the casino industry.
If there is a mountain, we climb it. If there's a frontier, we cross it. If there's a challenge, we tame it. If there's an opportunity, we seize it.
We fuck it.
And exploit it.
So let's be
totally. We grab it.
By recognizing that the state of our union is strong. Because
there's a Russian girl who's smuggling
strong.
If there's, an army,
if there's
we have bone spurs.
Sit your ass down.
Sit.
Oh, Corey, stop licking asshole.
And together we are building a safe, strong, and proud America. Since the election...
Everyone
we have created
is fucking
2.4
miserable.
Million new jobs.
Yeah.
Including.
Look at Paul Ryan. That's right. Yeah.
My understanding
Thank
is that 200,000 jobs less
200,
than Obama
jobs
in his final
in manufacturing
year.
Alone.
What?
Tremendous.
Call out your boy.
Tremendous.
After years and years of wage stagnation, we are finally seeing rising wages.
I don't think so. That's
Look
the first.
Dem.
That's the
Fake
first
news.
Straight up lie.
Yep.
Everything else right. has just been bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. That's a lie. That's the first.
Unemployment claims have hit a 45-year low.
Yeah, because they're making it harder to do it.
That's
oh,
something
Mnuchin.
I'm very proud of. African-American unemployment stands
oh,
at the
you.
Lowest rate ever recorded.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we love life. That's great.
That is
That's great.
Let's get
no,
it going, Matt. Come on.
Say African-American.
And Hispanic-American
That's
unemployment
rich.
Has also reached the lowest levels in history.
Yeah, because they all left. Because you're a fucking asshole.
Also, tourism, way, way down.
Yeah.
40,000 people losing their jobs because of the, dearth in tourism.
The stock market has smashed one record after another, gaining $8 trillion and more in value
wow,
in just
that's great
this
for
short
the
period
50%
How do you think I got this shirt, motherfuckers?
Yeah, I'm so glad I have money invested in the stock market. Lol.
The great news for Americans, 401k, retirement pension, and college savings accounts have gone yeah. through the roof.
Low energy,
and just as
Trump.
I promised,
What's
low
a pension? I'm a millennial. I don't
right.
know what that means. Someone's going to need
we
to explain it.
We enacted the biggest tax cuts and reforms in American history.
We have saved billionaires so much money.
Forget your taxes, Dan.
There you go. I told them at the
Mitch,
21 Club, and I did it. Why is Paul Ryan wearing the same tie
Mitch,
as me?
You have beautiful
oh,
sorry, I don't remember. I had the old baby. That's what I said.
Stop.
Our massive tax cuts provide tremendous relief for the middle class and small business.
But that's only going to last for a couple of weeks.
Tax rates.
Tax rates.
For hardworking Americans.
China.
We nearly doubled the standard deduction for everyone.
They also, incidentally, doubled what you can pass on to your millionaire children.
Yeah, I gotta take care of my girlfriend after I die.
How many new shirt companies are there going to be now? Because you can pass on $11 million.
Every time you look at that shirt, remember that that is literally the point of all Republican modern policy making.
Oh, wow. Take that shirt. You can do it, Dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Sam makes money.
A typical family of four making $75,000.
Speaking about people who are going to make a lot of money because of the estate tax.
Slashing their tax bill in half.
They look so
I would love to be switching the camera's shots on this particular thing.
I want to be the director of
this. Say a lot.
In April.
April.
This will be the last time you will ever file under the old and very broken system. And millions of Americans will have more take-home pay starting next month. A lot more.
A lot more.
This isn't fun. It's boring.
Crazy Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh, she hates him.
We eliminated an especially cruel tax that fell mostly on Americans making less than $50,000 a year, forcing them to pay tremendous penalties.
Tremendous.
Simply because they couldn't afford government-ordered health plans.
Wow.
We repealed the core of the disastrous Obamacare.
Obamacare?
Individual mandate is now gone. Thank you.
I think that's just what he calls it when he masturbates.
Obama.
Obama.
Oh, Ted Cruz, you fucking piece of shit.
We have denied 13 million Americans
I have something
healthcare.
So, more relevant, Judy.
Yeah.
If you have to punch Mike Pence or Paul Ryan, you have to pick. You can't punch both. Who are you taking that swing on?
The business tax rate. From 35% all the way down to 21%, so American companies
Paul
can
Ryan
compete
has the smuggest, most punchable
I'm
face.
I'm going to go with Paul Ryan.
Anywhere
and I
want to
kick him in the balls.
Yeah, that's a good loophole. Yeah. Kicking the balls wasn't
And I
covered.
Just want to get a big black dildo and stick it in Pence's
are estimated
ass.
To increase average family
well,
by more than four.
I got news for you, Judy.
For him.
You're going to have to take the one that's in there out.
Well, why do you think you look so pleased to stay in the union?
Do you guys think Obamacare is what Trump calls it when he jerks off to the memory of hookers pissing on the bed Obama slept in?
President Obama.
Obama.
A little Obama.
All right, girls, we're going to get to Obama's bed.
Of stout manufacturing, a small
Hashtag says, boy, did I pick the wrong year to stop drinking.
They just finished the best year
you
in their 20-year history.
Cheers.
Who are the three people behind Jamie and Matt?
That would be my husband, Sean, my friend Debbie,
they have solutions.
And my friend, Armin.
Shane Thomas, was that a Texas senator slow clapping?
Because of tax reform, they are handing out raises, hiring an additional 14 people, and expanding into the building next door.
Wow, that's great.
That's amazing.
Also, huge layoffs, major buybacks, huge stock boon.
Corey Adams is also with us tonight.
And he is black.
Corey is an all-American worker.
Where's my black guy?
He supported himself.
Here he is.
Through high school, lost his job during the 2008 recession.
Hey, look,
oh, whose fault was that?
And was later hired by Staub, where he trained to become a welder. Like many hardworking Americans, Corey plans to invest his tax cut raise into his new home and his two daughters' education.
Hey, Corey, what's your name? Kunta Kinte? I am not Kunta Kinte. I'm just joking. Good day.
Name, oh, Corey, that's great.
Your name is Corey.
MF-er, I want more iced tea.
He welded Trump's scalp together when he had a scalp.
And he's a great welder.
That would have been.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a great welder.
Told that by
and I would know.
The man that owns that company that's doing so well. So congratulations, Corey.
Yeah, he's a great welder.
Since we passed,
maybe he can weld
cuts,
your fucking mouth shut, you fucking asshole.
Have already got
Rebecca Fabrice, I have a stomach bud.
Bonuses.
Can't consume many alcohol while watching this. Good God, help me, Judy.
Of dollars per worker, and it's getting more every month, every week. Apple has just announced it plans to invest a total of $350 billion in America and hire another 20,000 workers.
Oh, my God. Tim, what are you doing?
He's being himself. He's a lame motherfucker, Judy.
He looks like he's just had a stroke.
Tim Kaine always looks like he just had a stroke, man. Where you been?
To help with connectivity.
And just a little while ago, Exxon Mobil, a vice president who looks like he has a stroke,
a $50 billion investment in the United States.
Yes, they're gonna drill in the Grand Canyon. They're going to completely level the Grand Canyon. Tillerson.
American moment.
That's the only thing that gets him away. We're going to destroy what remains of the earth.
Every citizen watching at home tonight. No matter where you've been or where you've come from, this is your time.
I hate black people.
If you work hard, if you believe in yourself, if you believe in America,
I said under an hour,
then you can dream anything. You can be anything.
Yeah, especially if your father gives you $1 million.
I'm dreaming of you have a cardiac arrest right now.
Look at me. I mean...
God, that was perfect.
I'm a pathological liar.
Oh, Eric!
Eric and Don Jr. They both look like... You know the 90s movie?
Arabia. Tonight, Pence has got those love-struck eyes.
What kind of future we're going to have and what kind of a nation we're going to be.
I'll tell you.
I need
all
of
us a lot of immigrants.
Together as one team, one people, and one American family can do anything. We all share the same home.
The same heart. If you have a trust fund, your daddy bails you out at every turn. You might be able to set up some scam businesses.
Flag.
Mark in Jersey is the only way I could have watched because F Trump's ratings. Your boys, Chris Hayes, did thing one, thing two about Rodney. Freegalhuizen yesterday. Thank you guys for all you do. Wyatt Coke, thanks for the sweet plug, dude. Together the only shirts you can wear on the beach and the boardroom. Move over khakis and polo shirts.
We're going to the discoteca after this.
Not government and bureaucracy are the center of American life.
Sorry.
The motto is "In God We Trust."
Oh yeah, because you, Paul Ryan. In God, you fucking don't believe in God, you fucking asshole. In God, God hates your fucking guts.
Wouldn't it be great if Hezbollah just burst in? That's like all I want to see happen.
Look at Melania.
Melania's
like,
not even standing up. She's on strike, man.
She's
not so into
heroes,
maybe, you know what, I think it's like there's no way that she could have expected support. If he actually does have
Is
sex.
He talking about the military? Because you guys won't. Oh, yeah. They deserve our support. Like fucking bone spurs, you five-time fucking asshole. Thank you.
Melania is. This is a work stoppage. She is not getting up. You see that?
Maybe she needs
here
a new contract.
Tonight,
wait, here we go.
She's holding out.
A 12-year-old boy from Redding, California, who noticed that veterans' graves were not marked with flags on Veterans Day.
Preston.
He decided all by himself.
Look at
to
his mother.
That and started
He's,
a movement.
Trump
that
fucked
has
her
now
right before the
40,000 flags.
I went on
and paid her $60,000.
Like a bitch in heat. I still
Preston,
maintain he's a virgin.
A job well done.
Oh, Preston. You're
I'll tell you something.
Day
I
can't picture this guy.
The drug and alcohol problem that Preston's going to have. in his early 20s when he realizes he would use a prop for one of the most horrific human beings on the planet.
He's not going to talk to his mother again.
It's going
to
be
either going to become like a member of like a Nazi organization.
Or he's going to be the biggest queen in the entire world.
He's going to join a men's rights forum because he hates his mother.
And he'll be
as
right.
American. And I met Preston MRI a little while ago. Ever. And he is something very special that I can tell you. Great future. Thank you very much for all you've done, Preston. Thank you very much.
Do you think Melania's had any cosmetic surgery?
Preston's so reverence bitchy. For those who have served our nation reminds us of why we salute our flag, why we put our hands on our hearts for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I'll have a Brooklyn Lager.
And why we proudly stand for the national anthem.
Oh, shut up.
Oh. Yeah, this is so important. Thank you.
Oh, what did I miss?
He made fun of a disabled person.
Right. Black people aren't worshiping the flag.
Americans love their country.
And it would be
Rocket Man.
Totally unfair that I haven't had a terrorist attack. It would totally spike my approval rating.
For the last year, we have sought to restore the bonds of trust between our citizens and their government. Working with the Senate, we are appointing judges who will interpret the Constitution as written, including a great new Supreme Court justice and more circuit court judges than any new administration in the history of our country.
Oh, look at him.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, shoot.
We're not going to stop until all the truckers freeze to death in their trucks.
That's right.
One is not enough.
We are totally defending our Second Amendment and have taken historic actions to protect religious liberty.
Oh, yeah, because you're so fucking religious.
I have taken lithium, and I am giving a very boring speech, which Fareed Zakaria will say has restored confidence in U.S. leadership.
Let me just say, Klonopin, Klonopin, Klonopin.
We are serving our brave veterans, including giving our veterans choice in their
What's
health
decisions. What's happening?
That was my Paul Ryan sex.
Oh, that was us.
God, you fucking suck! We thought they were yelling!
That was the real thing!
God damn it.
That was a total false flag.
Shoot.
All right, I'll just do it.
That's such a sincere smile.
Paul Ryan fucking sucks.
How many times have you ever seen a president applaud himself during
last
a
year? Congress also like, passed, and I signed the landmark.
Like the old-timey labor meetings, you know?
Look at me.
Look at me. Pass the ACA, motherfucker.
Since its passage, my administration has already removed more than 1,500 VA employees who failed to give our veterans the care they deserve.
And we didn't replace them.
Oh, wait! A veteran, that means someone who served in the military. You fucking liar!
I don't
Secret
know
identity
said.
Politics,
I
Paul Ryan. Definitely going to hell, no question. Safra Gillett. Thank the goddess Judy Gold is on the show tonight.
Aww.
Most stable genius. Paul Ryan's actually that image of him on South Park.
His
cleansing shit earlier was the equivalent of going full retard Tropic Thunder.
Of this great journey.
How can you be such an asshole? It's so boring at the same time.
I was really hoping for something more to grab onto.
I liked his earlier material. He was much stronger when he was campaigning.
And that's what we are giving to our wonderful
Jeb.
Heroes.
Yeah, Chris Jeb, talk about wanting to fuck your daughter. Do something.
Chris
Tammy
Hayes.
Tammy Duckworth hates your guts. Tammy Duckworth hates your guts, you fucking piece of shit. Yeah.
To empower every cabinet
Chris 2491. Chris Hayes just said on MSNBC that watching this will be like attending a wedding when you know that there are problems in the relationship.
The American people.
I wish we could get a divorce from him. God.
Donald Trump. I could listen to Judy shit on the orange bald moron for an eternity, X forever.
In our drive to make Washington
one of the
accountable,
only good things that has come
we
out
have
of this
eliminated
whole
more regulations in our first year
Judy
than any
different ways
administration in the history of our country.
That's a fucking lie, you fucking liar, you orange fuck.
Yeah, it is, right? Right? Right. And Paul Ryan's like, yeah.
Paul Ryan's like, I don't care. You feel good about yourself? I am. Look children, at him. Children are literally going to die.
The one that matters is me. I'm the only
we
one that matters.
We have ended the war on American energy, and we have ended the war on beautiful, clean coal.
Oh, my God! What fucking war?
I went on clean coal like
a
bitch in heat. I took the coal, and I went after it. I grabbed it right in the pussy.
I moved the coal like a bitch. And she didn't, but now she's with this other guy, and it's a total mess.
To the world.
Uh-oh. All right, this is breaking. Turns out Barron is the designated survivor.
In Detroit, I halted government mandates that crippled America's great,
totally throw the keys
beautiful auto workers.
Great, so beautiful auto workers.
We can get
I've seen some fucking ugly auto workers.
Revving its engines again, and that's what's happening.
Revving the engines! Oh, that's terrific, Donald.
Uh-oh.
You're 239 pounds.
I feel like the Klonopin's wearing off a little bit.
I feel, hey guys, bear with me. I might wing it a little bit.
Feel like
this drug cocktail is actually rearing off.
Building and expanding plants in the United States.
I'm going off script. Fuck it. All right, everybody.
All right, here's what we're gonna do.
Where's my black guys?
That little fat fuck thinks he can torment me.
Toyota and Mazda are opening up a plant in Alabama, a big one, and we haven't seen this in a long time.
We came out of the Mar-a-Lago summit with very high hopes.
This needs more Gorka. Where is he tonight?
Oh my God, you're doing such a great job.
Why does Ben Carson clap like a fucking 2-year-old who just learned how to clap?
Maybe because I'm on the spectrum, Judy. Fuck you.
This is all news Americans are totally unaccustomed to hearing.
Yeah.
For many
like
years,
shithole and pussy.
Donald Trump, where's Lee Harvey Oswald when you really need
us? They are roaring. They want to be with the
I didn't say all that shit. I just said I'd like to see you have a heart attack.
United States of America.
That's where is the consequences of eating McDonald's every day for 40 years? When you
come on. Get to fuck Mitch McConnell, and you can suck his penis, too.
Do you really think that that actually happened? This is a beard situation. Right?
Tucson, my entire Republican family is watching so to you right now. They absolutely refuse to discuss politics on any other day.
To speed access to breakthrough cures and affordable generic drugs, last year, the FDA approved more new and generic drugs and medical devices than ever before in our country's history.
We completely stopped testing shit.
Wow, that's cool.
We're just putting it out there. It's like Trump University, but for drugs.
Exactly. It's like Trump
University. You're
going to
love it.
Trump University for cancer.
Look,
why would you be a loser?
We also believe that patients with terminal conditions, terminal illness, should have access.
This has to be the hardest part of the speech for him because healthcare is gross.
Right.
He regretted the fire fury.
Terminal.
People who are terminally ill. Should not have to go from country to country
this is the
to seek
yuck
a
part
cure.
Of the speech.
I want to give them a chance right here at home. It's time for Congress to give these wonderful, incredible Americans the
They're
right
beautiful dead
to
people.
Try.
Preston was there because he lost his Trump-sponsored child labor job at the sweatshop. It's Stalin's buzzer speech to the end. He'll dance.
I predict a little bit of dry mouth. I'm seeing some stickiness on the side of his lips.
Maybe a little cookie to reward him for getting through the gross part.
Robert Mugabe. Donald Trump is a white pussy bitch.
Yes. Is that from Mugabe?
Yes.
That's right. Even in exile,
drugs.
Mugabe will wipe the floor of this little bastard.
One more Nick.
That's right.
Can someone give him a fucking full bottle?
I like Judy's glasses, and Matt's looking spicy.
Yeah. Look at him trying to get them to stand up.
In many other countries, these drugs cost far less than what we pay.
Okay, got it. Got it.
And it's very, very unfair.
Like how Matt went from like nothing to just like the story of our modern lives through
drugs. High drug prices, one of my top priorities for the year.
Oh, that's a big priority.
We're
going
to fix the injustice.
You're going to fix
it? High drug prices.
Like you fixed the fucking election with Putin,
right,
you
fucking asshole?
It's
right along the lines. The
stock market just dropped another 200 points on that one.
I'm so excited. He's going to decommodify healthcare. Come down,
I'm trying to think
believe
of my
me.
Daughter.
Watch.
Cheeseburger.
Healthcare is easy. Healthcare is super easy.
America has finally turned the page on decades of unfair trade deals that sacrificed our prosperity and shipped away our companies, our jobs, and our wealth, our nation.
Well,
wait, good pause. Let's try that one more time. Let's take a longer pause.
Our wealth. Can we watch some sassy Trump
surrender
instead of this?
Is totally over.
Totally.
From now on, we expect trading relationships to be fair. And very importantly,
I know this is not an original thought, but his eyes really do look just like his mouth. You cannot unsee it once you've seen that meme.
Stop. Shut up, Judy.
I can't.
Don't talk.
We will work
don't
to
talk.
Fix bad trade Sorry. Deals and negotiate
I'll scalp
new ones.
You.
And they'll be good ones, but they'll be fair. And we will protect American workers and American intellectual property through strong enforcement of our trade rules.
I don't know what I just said.
What is intellectual property?
Bob Flav, trumpets for single-payer health care. Chris Burdick. You know that when he got the part about firefighter California summer camp, thought he was reading the title of an 80s teen sex comedy.
Look at him. He keeps going over to the Democrats and, like, waving.
No good, really bad for you.
239 pounds.
America is a nation of builders. We built the Empire State Building in just 1 year.
Wow.
Isn't it a disgrace that it can now take 10 years just to get a minor permit approved?
You get
for the
money from your dad.
Road?
You pay protection
well, you can
to
pay
the Gambino
them
family.
Off like you fucking did for your fucking Trump building.
Okay.
Jay Tingle, Trump definitely looking for some pivot reporting with this speech. He hasn't slagged anyone. I miss the human-animal hybrids. He's proposing experimental medicine as an alternative to existing health care.
That our economy needs and our people deserve.
What's in Nancy Pelosi's mouth?
Klonopin.
Yeah, exactly. Danny, Sam, Judy, Mike,
tonight
crew, appreciate you covering the state of morons so I don't have to watch the network
at
coverage.
Least $1.5 trillion for the new infrastructure investment that our country so desperately needs. Every federal dollar
it's
should
working,
be leveraged
and
by
it's very exciting.
With state and local governments and, where appropriate, tapping into private sector investment.
Let's sell it all off.
Fix
Let's sell it all off.
Infrastructure deficit, and we can do it.
Yeah, just privatize the infrastructure. That's a good idea. No pension for me.
Any bill.
No pension for Sean.
Must also streamline the permitting and approval process, getting it down to no more than 2 years. And perhaps even one. Together, we can reclaim our great building heritage. We will build gleaming new roads,
bridges,
gleaming
highways,
new roads,
railways, and waterways.
It
all
seems
across
slippery.
Our land. And we will
Isn't
do it.
It?
Glimming?
American heart,
we're going to put
hands,
a sheen of
American
oil on
grit.
All our roads.
Didn't
and everybody's going to slide off into the ravine.
Lane.
It's going to be great.
How big is Mitch's dick?
It's It's going to be like...
I bet my dock builder here has thoughts on it.
I bet. ...to know the dignity of a hard
like
day's work.
Song.
We want every child to be safe in their home at night.
We're going to show them the dignity of work, even if it means they
except
get no food or health care.
So much.
Except if they're my daughters.
We can lift our citizens
exactly.
from welfare to work.
The Disco Stew. Cedar, if you're going to wear that beautiful alpha shirt, at least shave, you fucking cretin.
Yeah, because it's so fancy.
Bernie, no.
Uh-oh.
No.
Fun fact.
Stop!
From the Sergeant at Arms saying, Mr. Speaker, to Paul Ryan, banging his gavel, Trump 2018 versus Obama 2016.
As
applause lasted.
Cuts,
Obama, 4 minutes, 15 seconds. Trump, 3 minutes, 48 seconds.
In workforce
totally
development.
Fake news.
And let's invest in job training, which we need so badly.
Yeah. This is
we need fucking job training. If anyone needs job training, it's...
Well,
job training, it's you.
Donald Trump.
Idiot.
What's Judy Goat's problem with me? Black unemployment's at a record low.
Let's open great vocational schools.
Yeah, because he's paying all of them to be his friends.
Learn a craft and realize their full potential.
They can be crafty. Preston, get up. Very good.
Do you think that cop sitting next to Melania is actually has her arrested, like under house arrest?
Yes.
She's cuffed to the chair.
Jared was so fucked up.
Oh, look at Mike. I hate gay
people. As America regains its strength, opportunity must be extended
Mother.
To all citizens.
I got to feel like, I've never had this feeling, but I feel like if an asteroid was about to go somewhere right now, I feel like I know where it should be.
Oh, yeah, it's very clear.
Provided that Bernie survives. At
life. That's right. You need to get Bernie out.
It'll be tough.
I'm coming.
Tough stuff. Dissident peasant, the only way Pelosi's shots could be better if she was openly browsing her Twitter feed during them.
Struggling communities.
Yeah, I gotta give Pelosi that.
Especially immigrant communities.
Good face work.
Oh, immigrant.
Will also be helped by immigration policies that focus on the best interests of American workers.
Immigration
and American
policies
families.
That are
like, we're
going to
torture
Jews
immigrants
in Santa Monica with weird social disorders.
And gangs
Stephen Miller.
Thank
into
you. Our most vulnerable communities.
Children.
They've allowed millions
the
of low-wage workers to compete for jobs and wages against the poorest Americans. Most tragically, they have caused the loss of many innocent lives. Here tonight are two fathers and two mothers, Evelyn Rodriguez,
right now.
Freddie Cuevas, Elizabeth Alvarado, and Robert Mickens. Their two teenage daughters, Kayla Cuevas and Nisa Mickens, were close friends on Long Island. But in September 2016, on the eve of Nisa's 16th birthday, such a happy time.
Shut up, you fuck!
Neither of them came home.
It was a happy time.
These two precious girls were brutally murdered while walking together in their hometown.
Jesus.
Six members
I know
of
grief
the savage
makes people do crazy
MS
things, but why would you let Trump use your kid's death like this? It's fucking terrible.
Many of these gang members took advantage of glaring loopholes in our laws to enter the country as illegal, unaccompanied, alien minors.
The organized crime groups I've worked
Kayla
with are well documented.
Oh, they're basically saying they're DACA people.
Yeah.
Evelyn, Elizabeth, Freddie, and Robert, tonight everyone in this chamber is praying for you. Everyone in America is grieving for you. Please stand. Thank you very much.
Please stand
Please
so
stand
I can exploit
so
you
I can use
just
you.
A little
we
more.
We can't beat Mexico at the border or in trade.
I'm clapping for your ability to cry.
Wow.
This isn't even... This is just terrible.
The blacks are very emotional people.
I fully understand.
Like, look at her.
Wow. That's
Mayday Mindy, it's such bullshit. So don't even need to fact check him. My pug is even rolling his eyes. And my Shih Tzu and my husband already fell asleep. I can't decide if Pence wants to fuck him or kill him.
Yeah, why not both?
The order is really the only question.
This is Soderbergh. Yeah, you guys are all caught up in the Pence gay thing. What about the Pence necrophilia thing? Right. That's a much more relevant thing to
explore. We love you. Thank you.
Wooden computers. Oh, my God. Someone gift that Paul Ryan moment.
But we cannot imagine the depths of that kind of sorrow. We can make sure that other families never have to endure this kind of pain. Tonight, I am calling on Congress to finally close the deadly loopholes that have allowed MS-13 and
what about the families
gangs
who can't get health care? The MS-13 loophole. They can go fuck themselves, I guess.
I put a lot of work into the MS-13 loophole, motherfucker.
And support our ICE and Border Patrol agents.
Obama in 2014
is
like, now that's
these
why I'm African.
The ICE people, listen, if you work for ICE such danger, and you don't quit, so you're a bad person. Period. End of story. We'll do a GoFundMe to get you 2 months worth of salary so you can find a different job.
She is.
Horrible. It is a shame we can't come up with Kate's Law anymore. Who was it? Was it Kate's Law? I can't remember. That girl's law.
The girl
of I guess we can't do it anymore. Because
or whatever.
Whatever.
Anywhere
fine.
In the world.
Sure.
To help the needy, the struggling. And the
look at his
people
team.
Think I'm controversial, but the truth is, I mean, the United States, my highest loyalty, my greatest compassion, my constant concern is for America's children, America's struggling workers, and America's forgotten communities.
I hate them so much.
I want our youth to grow up to achieve great things. I want our poor to have their chance to rise.
Now, who do you think
wrote
this speech?
I am extending
it wasn't
an
Stephen
open
Miller,
hand
right?
To work with
no,
members of both
Miller
parties.
Product.
This is like,
this
I feel
like
Hope
and Republicans to protect
maybe
our
even
citizens.
Just staffers
I think
on
Stormy
the Hill.
Daniels
I feel like
color,
they got some mainstream Republicans to write this thing.
Maybe like Matthew Scully or something like that.
Whoever wrote the speech also, they should really spend some time with a lot of like
they should be in a gulag zone. It's okay.
Ambien and maybe several bottles of bourbon.
My they should duty. Mix a lot of stuff.
Yeah. You a yarmulke.
Jesus Christ.
Elected official.
It's like that's a nice way to die.
Is to defend America.
So I don't mind
to
just
protect
like
their safety,
out.
Their families, their community.
Congressional baseball fan
to the American
building
dream.
Gleaming new roads.
Because
first you build
Americans
it, then you gleam it.
Are dreamers too.
Oh, God, stop with the fucking applause, boy.
Do you have that you're boring, Sandy?
Aren't you going to clap like at all? Geez, no respect.
Oh, God.
Turkish jade, one bright ray of light. All the displaced Puerto Rican victims will turn Florida blue.
Here tonight is one leader in the effort to defend our country. Homeland Security Investigation Special Agent Celestino Martinez. He goes by DJ.
DJ.
You said call me other one.
DJ.
The tenor Andrea Bocelli.
He goes by DJ.
10 years in the Air Force.
The fuck
before
up.
Becoming an ICE agent and spending the last 15 years fighting gang violence and getting dangerous criminals off of our streets.
Gab.
At one point,
and now we're giving him the opportunity just to go after mothers, some of whom are pregnant, and just roll them up.
So into his job, he loves bringing families up. He's a great guy.
He is now on the women who have been domestically abused.
His team is arrested.
He calls himself DJ. I call him Tonto.
220 MS-13 gang members. And I have to tell you,
how many times
the Border
MS-13.
Patrol and ICE have
MS-13
done,
is
have
really hot right now.
Thousands and thousands and thousands.
Wait, this is off script. Off script.
MC, lots of penis
off script,
heads and fat parts tonight.
Out of this country or into our prisons. So I just want to congratulate you, CJ. You're a brave guy. Thank you
very
much.
Yeah, you are Celestino Martinez. CJ!
Ultimate scab.
Thank you. Can't wait to go after those women who have reported that they're suffering from domestic abuse. We're going to roll them up.
Mr. President, if I could take my leave now, I have some families I'd like to break up.
And don't forget the parents picking their kids up from school.
Yeah. Well, that's like a good place to do
said,
it.
Also,
we're just
quite
tougher
dangerous.
Than they are, and I like that answer.
What did he say?
Yeah, we're just tougher than they are. When you see one of those pussy moms who's pregnant, they can barely run because they're so pregnant, and we just roll them up
because we're tougher than they are.
And they also think that we might actually take it out on their kids.
Reinforcements, and we're going to send them to you quickly. It's what you need.
Yeah, you need some reinforcements.
Vonna Tinkle, anyone believe that there was a memo put out from the self-esteem police that they need to stand and clap and yell as much as possible to keep its composure?
Reform package. In recent months, my administration has met extensively with both Democrats and Republicans to craft a bipartisan approach to immigration reform.
Look at what the fuck are you talking about?
You're lying about our negotiations, you schmuck.
That should be supported by both parties as a fair compromise. One where nobody gets everything they want, but where our country gets the critical reforms it needs and must have.
What? Dickie Durbin.
Rust Belt progressive 401ks through the roof, so who needs Social Security now, right? Not safe to drink. To enact the Constitution as written, which is why he's vetoing veto-proof sanctions against the country he laundered money
ears.
For.
The first pillar
Rubio's ears.
Of our framework generously offers a path to citizenship for 1.8 million illegal immigrants who were brought here by their parents at a young age. That covers almost three times more people than the previous administration covered.
You mean Obama's? Obama's?
Cuck shilling, yeah,
under
Paul Ryan.
Under our plan, those who meet education and work requirements and show good moral character will be able to become full citizens.
Can you believe
United
the words
over a
good moral
period.
Character came out of that?
Out of that
part?
Fucking asshole face.
Jesus.
That, look at his, just look at his mouth. It just looks like an asshole.
The second pillar fully secures.
Shit coming out. Here comes shit. Shit.
Oh.
Mother, can he stay there since there's more than one woman in that room, Pence?
I think he got special permission, but he has to go as soon as it's over. All right.
That means building a great wall on the southern border, and it means hiring more heroes like CJ to keep our communities safe.
Yeah. Who's more paying heroes. For the wall? Who's paying for the wall? Who's paying? Oh, look at her. Oh, God, I love it.
Wait, was she the one who didn't know? Yeah.
Was she the Florida one?
Yeah.
Crucially, our plan closes.
What was that one?
She's the one that
I don't know if Norway.
Oh, I don't know. Norway could be filled with black people. I have no idea.
And it finally ends the horrible and dangerous practice of catch and release.
Oh, you love release. Come on, Stormy fucking let you release, baby.
At least not his pee in his diaper.
Oh.
The third
this
pillar
thing is like
ends the visa lottery, a program that randomly hands out green cards
without
any
doesn't
regard
happen.
For skill, merit,
lie.
Or the safety
lie.
Of American people.
Lie.
But just looked at the clock. It's only been an hour.
Oh, my God.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Let's go. I got to pack.
Time to begin moving toward a merit-based immigration system, one that admits people who are skilled, who want to work, who will contribute to our society, and who will love and respect.
Listen to Ronald Reagan has told us many times that you can't get in without a sponsor.
Look
also, he, if we take calls, he has some debunking to do about ICE raids in Long Island.
The fourth and final pillar protects the nuclear family by ending chain migration.
How does it protect
the nuclear family?
So it protects the family by ripping families apart. That's
which one of your nuclear families is your favorite, you fucking
evangelical? Just tuning in, happy to hear Judy.
A single immigrant
been there.
Can bring in virtually unlimited
when they're brown, they're not families. They're chains. Remember?
Relatives. Under our plan,
We focus on the immediate family by limiting.
That should be happening more.
Every single thing that this motherfucker says, other than like, we like
dogs. Is that real?
Was that real?
That was real.
Good.
This vital reform is necessary not just for our economy.
He should do it the whole time because he's so emotional and so easily thrown off.
Yeah,
he would have lost his mind if they did that. Democrats are such pussies.
I know.
All the time.
In New York were made possible.
I mean, sometimes I think it's performative nonsense, but when I see how mad and upset it makes him,
in the
age of terrorism,
you just said the two terrorist attacks.
Risks.
Which one?
We can just no longer afford.
Which one is he talking? Oh, he,
it's time to reform.
He really wants to have a terrorist attack on his president. So
Mitch, you're so hot.
These outdated immigration rules. And finally bring our immigration system into the 21st century.
Why is he whispering throughout this entire thing?
Whispering
updated racism
sound
for the 21st century.
These four
folks.
Pillars represent a down-the-middle compromise and one that will create
I
a safe, modern,
moron,
and lawful immigration system.
I'm going to whisper.
For over 30 years, Washington has tried and failed to solve this problem. This Congress can be the one that finally
fuck you.
Makes it happen. Most importantly, these four pillars will produce legislation that fulfills my ironclad pledge.
Yeah, look at
to
it.
You know why?
Build a wall and have Mexico
America
pay for it.
Line it up like I was about to hit Ryan, and while he flinched, I'd pivot.
Been there. I know the Dems can't shout out at Trump, but I do wish they had signs that simply said bull to hold out.
I know.
They can do a lot.
Midnight Pizza, fucking Corey, I bet Trump.
So let's come together.
No.
Set politics aside.
Oh, fuck
and
you.
And finally, get the job
Franham of
done.
Philadelphia. Hey, Sam's mic is still distorting on the YouTube stream, especially when he gets super close and covers it with his hands.
These reforms will also support our response to the terrible crisis of opioid and drug addiction.
Please.
Oh,
addiction.
No, I would love to hear what he has to say about that.
Yeah, drug addiction.
We have to do something about it. In 2016, we lost 64,000 Americans to drug overdoses. 174 deaths per day, 7 per hour. We must get much tougher.
Someone fucking give him some
drug dealers and pushers. If
yeah,
we
let's
are
try
going
the law and order approach.
In
it's not like it's ever failed
scourge.
In the past.
Yeah, we got to do it.
We've let's, only been doing it for fucking 30 years.
Let's see those pharma executives frog marked in.
Exactly.
We know who they are.
I agree with you. Bring them in prison. I would love to see Trump
take ayahuasca.
My administration is
committed to fighting the drug epidemic.
You know what?
And
you think that it would be good for him, but I feel like at the end of it, it would only make him more narcissistic.
Wow, that was a really deep experience. Anyways, I did great on ayahuasca. I did tremendous. That was the best trip that ever happened. I'm like totally tremendous at plant medicine. It's true.
It's not a magic bullet.
I'm not saying it's a magic bullet. He might have a nervous breakdown. He might die. Just literally off of the nausea he'd have because of how unhealthy. There's a lot of scenarios.
As we have seen tonight, the
Tony Soprano did acid or mushrooms.
The
best
peyote.
Yeah, peyote.
It would
right.
be like the Tony Soprano
we
peyote
yeah,
episode.
And he goes, I get it.
That
Tony Soprano is much better than Trump.
And then he
that's
goes back to doing murders and stuff.
That's an insult to Tony Soprano.
Oh, God, here we go.
Ryan Holetz is 27 years old, an officer with the Albuquerque Police Department.
He looks like a sociopath.
He's here
Let's keep it real.
With his wife, Rebecca.
He looks like a sociopath, this guy.
How many Mexicans do you think he's killed?
Whoa. Excuse me, ma'am. You can't have yourself out like that.
Look at Melania. Oh, that's how you... My nanny always held the baby for me. Oh, so show me how to do that.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank
Last
you.
Year, Ryan was on duty when he saw a pregnant, homeless woman preparing to inject heroin.
He arrested
when
her.
Ryan told her she was going to harm her unborn child, she began to weep. She told him she didn't know where to turn, but badly wanted a safe home for her baby. In that moment, Ryan said he felt God speak to him.
Oh, God.
You will do it because you can. He heard those words.
Wow. That's
he took amazing. Out a picture of his wife.
Shut the fuck
and their
up.
Four kids.
Then four he went kids? Home. What are you, fucking idiot?
To tell his wife, Rebecca. In an instant, she agreed to adopt. The Hollettes named their new daughter Hope.
Oh, God.
Ryan and Rebecca, you embody the goodness.
Yeah, the mom is dead
nation.
In a ditch,
thank
by
you.
The way.
Yeah.
Right. And then we discarded the body.
Thank God,
of
the heroin
the mother,
user.
Now
was
that she had
Caucasian.
Fulfilled her primary objective of incubating a child.
Right.
And so that's good. We did that.
So the
wait,
mom,
they named her after Hope Hicks, who he's fucking.
So tonight I am announcing a program where we take all women who have taken drugs and use them to create
thank you,
babies.
Ryan and
it'll be a baby
as we
farm.
We rebuild America's strength and confidence at home. We
are
we'll also
give these babies to police
strength
officers
and standing abroad.
No, we're not.
World,
everyone
we
hates us, and no one wants
regimes,
to come here. You fucking asshole!
And rivals like China and Russia.
China.
That challenge
Russia?
Our interests, our economy, China. And our values.
Oh, yeah, like you have any values?
So much. It's like
dangers.
On that level, China's.
We
just,
know that weakness.
I read this great piece in the New Yorker about
conflict.
How China manipulates.
Yeah, I read that.
That's one of the funniest things I've ever read in my
is
life.
The surest
he's like, I can meet with them without experts. I'm in real estate.
They're just like, yeah, yeah, definitely, dude. Come meet. We really want to
for
hear
this
your
reason,
thoughts.
I am asking Congress.
Is that why they yeah?
Dangerous
what about
the sequester? And
Ivana.
Fully fund our
Ivanka.
Great
Ivanka.
Military.
Ivanka. With her
Triangle Bill, dude, the terminal patients thing is just the hands big pharma a population of guinea pigs to experiment on. Legalized weed equals less opioid deaths. Baby prop. I just threw up. I literally threw up.
Why would we do illegal
Josh
human
from
experiments
Chicago.
In Africa?
Oh, my God.
We could do
I'm
going to
borrow James Mattis's eye bags for my trip
as
tomorrow.
Part of our defense,
thank God for Judy Gold and alcohol. Nick
and
from Manitoba. Wow, look at all the cameras
arsenal.
In the studio. You're about
hopefully
to be exposed, Sam. I like cameras.
But making it so strong.
Tim Black.
What?
So powerful, no, it's okay.
I like cameras. Yeah, like
Project Veritas.
Project Veritas. They got microphones, and I like
nation
that.
Or anyone else.
CJ or DJ? Donald Trump,
CJ.
The merit-based president.
Jeff Sessions.
He's you so racist hot. Fucking elf.
Perhaps someday in the future there will be a magical moment.
A gun into your head.
When the countries of the world will get together to eliminate
you.
Their nuclear weapons. Unfortunately.
All right, let's just make sure that we don't get a visit.
All right, sorry.
From anybody.
Yeah, sadly.
I don't
know.
I don't have a gun.
Gotta be a little,
zero
less,
anaphora.
A little
listening at work. Touch. Thank you for your service. Don't get me fired.
With our allies to extinguish ISIS,
ISIS.
From the face
ISIS.
Of the earth.
China.
1 year later.
What's with the leaning in?
I am proud
in?
To report.
He's getting tired.
He's
that
a terrible
the coalition
health.
To defeat
he's
ISIS
leading into his job.
Barely fucking.
He's an independent woman.
He's a
hold on. Let's just. Can we stop?
Just recently held.
Let's not do this
by
anymore.
These killers in Iraq. And correct. In Syria, and in other locations as well.
Other white meat.
You're getting impeached. You're getting impeached.
Who picked
Neil
that tie?
What, did he take
Sam,
a
is that part
class?
Of the deal?
Probably.
You know what? I think
wait,
it's time.
Why is he
he's power clashing, all right?
I think it's time for me to loosen up a little bit. Late night, heading to the discoteca.
But there's much more work to be done. We will continue our fight until ISIS is defeated. Army Staff Sergeant Justin Peck is here tonight.
Pecker!
Near
no
Jamie's
relation.
Last November.
Wow.
Justin
sort of
and
does look
comrade,
like he could be your older brother.
Chief Petty Officer Kenton Stacy. We're on a mission to clear buildings that ISIS had rigged with explosives.
Looks
okay,
like a
Paul
to
Bryant's
so
falling
that civilians
asleep.
Could...
Like, fighting ISIS has nothing
city,
to do with making
soon,
children
and
cities starve.
Right.
Like,
clearing the second floor of a vital hospital, Kenton Stacy was severely wounded
Paul Ryan's like, yeah, sure,
by an explosion.
Like, the Middle East.
Immediately,
industry, much more
Justin bounded into
care.
The booby-trapped
booby
and
he
unbelievably
loves
dangerous
don't think he does.
And unsafe building.
No.
That story is
like
complete
virgin,
garbage.
But in very, very bad
like
shape.
A virgin. I don't even believe it.
Mike in Pennsylvania, imagine running for president and imagining that Tim Kaine would increase the charisma of your ticket. Not a single one of those geriatric
CPR
liberals is going to leave the court.
For 20 straight minutes during the ground transport.
I think he's like a
and
mean
40-year-old virgin. Artificial respiration through 2.5 hours. And through
you know,
emergency
Trump is really violating the basic social contract we have,
Kenton
him,
Stacey
which is that when he talks, he has to say something disgusting or amusing to justify
for
wasting
Justin's
life.
Selfless
at him.
Love for
really
his
not
fellow
really not cool.
Warrior.
It is not cool at all.
This tonight, is probably
this is brutally
is recovering in Texas.
The most extended
Rocket
period of his life
liberated,
where he has
and
talked
Justin
about something
is
that is not
a him.
That's not him, yes.
Right.
With a V
the
for
drug
Ballard.
Cocktail that they have put together on this. They're going to definitely see if
all
he can use
America
more.
If they should be marketing this shit.
Yeah, they should. Like,
thank
this,
you, Justin.
Yeah. Oh, Jeremy Peck, what a loser.
No, Justin Peck.
Justin Peck. Now he was a Nickelodeon. What is that face?
Look at him. He keeps looking at the Democrats because.
New human.
That
do they always call out
I'm
guests like this during the Soto speech? I've never seen a State of the Union that has been so jam-packed.
With guests. Yeah.
Because he doesn't have much to talk about. So it's just he tells a bunch of stories. I mean, it's actually a relatively smart thing to do, right? Like, if you've got nothing to talk about other people. It is, this is, honestly, this is the day he became president.
Today?
Oh, just get ready for all that. Hello, this
the sad
is,
thing is you're right.
Yeah. So this is for the like, Gadi
at
GPS.
Leaning.
Donald Trump did an hour where he did not call a childhood retard, and now he has become truly a president.
I slept no all the way down here for this fucking them. Asshole.
When necessary.
It was for, it was
I mean, this
able,
is the most
it was for
boring.
Your friends and questions.
No, I love you guys. No, I'm just saying. He's such
no,
a,
it's horrible.
A bore.
I wouldn't be watching this if it
merely
wasn't
criminals.
For work. Of course not.
Listening,
I would have tapped out 15
nope. Yeah. Listening while DoorDash delivery driving in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm loving not listening to his voice alone. Keep killing it, Majority Crew and Judy.
God.
Judy Goldberg is in the house.
How can you be so genuinely disgusting?
Barron Trump,
so
please come save me. This is
the
first
time
they've left me alone since the election.
We gotta protect Barron from these people.
I know.
Like the terrorists they are. In the past, we
Robot
have Kami.
The new cast of the Munsters looks like shit.
Hundreds and hundreds of dangerous terrorists. Only to meet them again
Look
on
at the
battlefield.
That little
including
group of teeth on the bottom.
The ISIS leader. Al Baghdadi.
Like that little mountain.
Released.
That's so true.
So today
That's
I'm
so
keeping
true.
Another
so
promise.
I'm keeping
I
another promise.
Oh, he signed something.
Prior to walking in.
Wow.
An order directing.
Wow, you're so
Secretary
powerful.
Secretary Mattis.
Wow.
Who's doing a great job. Thank you.
Yeah. What? He's
scared me for a
second. Saying he's doing a great job. He's got immigrants hidden in those fucking eye bags.
Wow.
Thank you.
Mnuchin,
well, General Mattis is a
how many
war
crimes he committed
General
to
Mat-
get to Treasury Secretary.
General Mattis, a war criminal, which we barely even notice in
and
the context
to keep
of this
open
administration.
The detention facilities in Guantanamo Bay.
Oh,
I have managed.
Really? That's how you're going to score political
I'm
points?
Keep opening Guantanamo Bay.
God.
I've opened it up even wider. I'm opening up so wide. It's going to be... We're making
Congress
we're
to
gonna,
ensure that in the fight
Guantanamo
against ISIS
Bay is like
and
Stormy
Al-Qaeda,
Daniels.
We continue to have
and
all
I'm
necessary
an
power
it's
to
true.
Detain terrorists wherever we chase them down.
There's room for you too, Nancy Pelosi.
We're going to torture like no one's ever tortured before.
I liked his work on Stern so much better than this.
Bay.
Nurse Stanley, I think Trump is
Me
getting
too,
more
and I
active.
Hate Howard Stern.
I love
him. Because
Howard.
He's wearing a Depends so he doesn't need a bathroom break.
At the same time,
warm urine keeps him calm.
Stop.
Michael hates that.
I don't like bathroom humor, but it is. You know, I don't even think it's humor. I think it's true. That's why it makes
I
it
know,
really bad.
True.
Yeah, I don't think
yeah,
I just think it's
leaking.
Correct.
Melania, labor strike, motherfucking Dems should be kneeling this whole speech.
Along with their heroic Afghan partners, our military is no longer undermined by artificial timelines.
New York City, no Manda Hole. Is Sam drinking vodka straight out of a coffee mug? Maybe. Sam looked like Private Pyle in his final scene of Full Metal Jacket. He's in a world of shit.
That makes all of us.
Last month, I also took an action endorsed unanimously by the U.S. Senate just months before.
He's starting. You notice this? The
Jerusalem as the capital.
It's coming with the fangs and the. Yeah, the cotton.
Oh,
mouth.
Let's put it on the Jews. Camera to the Jews.
Camera Jew.
Jew,
camera
Jew, Jew. One and converted cut. Jew.
Jared, we are going full support of apartheid. I think you can
shortly
give me an applause for that.
Dozens
you
of
little
countries
prick.
Voted in the United Nations General Assembly against America's sovereign right to make this decision.
Make this decision.
In 2016, American taxpayers generously sent those same countries more than $20 billion in aid.
Oh, he's such a fucking.
That is why tonight.
He can't wait for Project Israel to be completed
to
so he can send Jared there.
To help ensure.
Then Jared will go to Israel, and then I can fuck Ivanka.
Always serve American interests.
Eric.
And only go.
That's why Trump's a Zionist.
You know, when Jared goes to jail, he's going to be like, all right, the facade's over. You're not a Jew anymore. The whole point of being a Jew is that you have good enough lawyers to go to jail.
Didn't King David do it? King David sent
King
that
David.
Guy so he could get.
No, I don't know if King David fucked
like
his
that.
Daughter, but I don't think King David's daughter was as hot as my daughter.
As we
and everybody says I'm not fair to Tiffany. Meanwhile, I figured
world,
her on a sweet 16.
We are also
totally unfair
about our adversaries.
There is a lot of incest
the
in the
Iran
Old Testament.
There is a lot of incest in America.
Of their corrupt dictatorship, I did not stay silent. America stands with the people of Iran
and Haitians who don't have sex with their children
for freedom.
They have family values.
Donald Trump showed amazing
stamina
last night.
Were you upset about the Grammys? Oh, that was there was politics thrown in.
The fundamental flaws in the terrible Iran.
Iran.
Nuclear deal.
Oh, well, this
Iran.
My administration.
There's much
Iran.
More likelihood of them attacking Iran
and
North Korea. This
on
is
the
terrifying part
and
here.
Socialist dictatorships in Cuba.
Lady Cuckers, this is heinous. Get as shit faced as you did during the RNC. It's the only way I'll get through this.
Do you remember how we got really
really
during the RNC?
Oh, God.
And you,
how
and
much
you,
fucking longer?
And you, to your everlasting
but
credit,
no
let me leave early. Thank you.
Has oppressed its own citizens.
I can't
more
get
totally.
The fuck out of here.
I don't remember.
I literally was like, I have other things to do. Will
North
you please
Korea.
Let me do them? And you're like, yeah.
North Korea's right.
Yeah, I enjoy it. And then you went to the
could
bathroom
very soon
and you said, I looked in the toilet and it looked like Ted Cruz.
We are waging a campaign.
Shame. This Nuremberg rally is pretty lit.
No, it's not.
From ever
Nuremberg rallies.
Past experience has taught us that complacency and concessions
they need
only
to learn.
Invite aggression.
Like, they need to watch videos from North Korea. They need to
I will
watch
not repeat
like, how
the
this
mistakes
is done.
Of past administrations
this is so
that got
boring.
Us into this very dangerous position.
Yes. That's right.
We need only look at the
that's
depraved
right.
character
needs a little culture.
Of the North Korean regime to understand the nature
need a little,
of the
little
nuclear
culture,
threat
little discipline.
It could pose to America and to our allies. Otto Warmbier was
how
a hard worker
student
at the University of Virginia and a great student he was.
I don't know what this is.
On his way to study abroad in Asia.
Oh, that's sad.
Otto joined
a tour. A-square. Oh, but Matt, please don't play the Jimmy Dore sound clip.
At its conclusion, this wonderful
thank God for MR and Judy,
because
there's no other way to watch this travesty. Matt, keep hitting us with the sounds of that sweet board. Sam, you're rocking the money bag shirt.
After a shameful trial, the dictatorship sentenced Otto to 15 years of hard labor.
We were talking on my show about the idea of UN and Trump doing like a wife swap while they run each other.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then they emerge with newfound appreciation. Like,
yeah.
Trump's like, whoa, the generals might actually kill you and take over your country. And then UN's like, you can't just like kill people that criticize you in the newspapers. Parents, and then they emerge.
Fred and Cindy Warmby.
Aww.
There he is
with us tonight, along with
I don't think I would be super comfortable if I was Austin president, just like nakedly violating people like this for my own like narrow game.
Jewish,
do you think there's
the way,
a
Jewish
moment
Jewish
where Donald
president.
Trump?
Jewish.
Why did Jews like to go to Korea so much, Judy? Why did
we
Jews,
like Asian?
Why
food?
Do like Asian food so much? Look at
Lewis from Texas.
Look
the
at
sound
her,
drops
crying,
of Matt are genius. Keep them going. Cheers to everyone in the place.
What is he?
Also, is my girl Elizabeth Warren boycotted?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think a good chunk of people are boycotting.
Oh, God. All he does is bring people on. They cry, and he fucking claps. And
how about we get blacks and Jews to cry?
People. It's kitsch.
Incredible
it's
people. Kitsch. Incredible
you are
people.
Powerful witnesses to a menace that threatens our world.
You're starting, strength, I mean, the fucking side of his lips, they're all sticky.
Thank you very much.
He's
thank
starting
you.
To sound like Frank Carson.
I know.
Logan Poppy, first policy proposal, 45 minutes in. Trump's claps are the worst metronome ever. MS-13 has gotten more shout-outs tonight than Puerto Rico.
Tonight we pledge to
like
honor.
Gambinos.
Oh God! Just shut the fuck up already.
Total
I mean, just shut up.
American resolve.
Thank you.
Finally.
Oh, good. Finally.
Yeah, finally, should have happened like 40 minutes ago.
I know.
Motherfucker.
We are joined by one more witness.
Oh God!
Oh. Here's another horrible thing that happened to someone that
how
I can
many more
leverage.
His name is Mr. G.
I mean, I'm trying to make somebody cry for my own narrow self gain.
1996.
Is it a
state of the union if there are fewer than 10 crying human props?
Oh, he's in North Korea.
One day he tried to steal coal
from
a railroad car to barter for a few
scraps
of food, which were very hard to get. In the process, he passed out on the train tracks.
Wow.
Exhausted from hunger.
Being a Korean,
he woke
he was
up
good at
as
math.
A train ran over his limbs.
Jesus
he
Christ.
Then endured multiple amputations without anything to dull the pain or the
what?
Hurt.
I need something to dull the
his
pain.
Is what let him recover.
They should cue music
and ate
to this.
Dirt themselves, permanently stunting their own growth. Later, he was tortured
oh, God,
by North Korean authorities after returning from a brief visit to China.
And my point is, I really envy the ability of North Korean
to
leaders to do stuff like this.
If he'd met any
game-recognized game.
It's totally
and so,
unfair.
And
so
we need to stop this guy's ability to get into this country.
Sung Ho traveled
he might
thousands
work
of miles
for MS-13.
On
he could be MS-13. Definitely not.
A bit
his
of a
father
area.
Was caught trying to escape. And was tortured to death.
Now, I don't know. What do I know about it?
Today,
all I know is what's on the
Seoul,
internet.
Where he rescues other defectors and broadcasts into
crying.
North Korea.
Oh, my God.
What
here
the
is somebody who has overcome more in like
most,
30 minutes of living than
truth.
Trump could even like contemplate.
Today, he has a new leg.
And now he's being exploited
somehow,
by this bloated
I understand
motherfucker.
You still keep those old crutches as a reminder of how far you've come.
Your and I want everyone to know we're not going to let his family
an
in.
Inspiration.
Totally keeping his family out.
And by the
so,
way, just to be clear, no
we got
Chen
that
migration.
Going. We got that going for us.
There are his crutches.
I call him.
There's his crutches, but no one around him is his family.
I call him North Korea.
He's all alone. No chain migration.
I can't wait till Bernie's president and get to see his. I'd like to thank this Cuban intelligence official. He personally put
he's
several counter
bash her in the fucking face with those crutches.
That would be interesting.
Wormtown lefty Dave Rubin is literally asking
some
people on Twitter to make him
a
gift of black Dems not
of
clapping when Trump mentioned black unemployment.
To live in freedom.
How is he that bland that and lazy, but somehow so freedom, irritating at the same time?
Because he's the perfect fusion of absolutely craven and genuinely stupid.
Called America. It was a small cluster of colonies caught between a great
snooze
ocean
and Sarandon. Gorsuch looked like a solemn wilderness baby wrapped in an inky black swaddle.
Home to an incredible people with a revolutionary idea.
That's the president.
That they could rule
Preston
themselves. That they could
Gary Busey. Sam fears destiny, the dark room where the devil
and
develops his negatives.
Together, they could light up the entire world. That is what our country
Anthony
has
from Baltimore.
Been about.
He'll light up the world
that
already.
That is what Americans
Anthony from Baltimore.
Have always
How do you guys
for,
do this for a living? Fuck.
Always done.
Believe me.
Atop the dome.
Here, I'll show you.
Capital stands
this is Al.
The Statue of Freedom. She stands tall and dignified among the monuments to our
I've
ancestors.
I've just got a syringe underneath here that
and lived and died
put in between my toes.
Monuments to Washington and Jefferson and Lincoln and King.
The one that matters is me. I'm the only one that matters.
To the heroes of Yorktown and Saratoga. To young Americans who shed their blood.
I want you to know, I had no idea those places. Saratoga,
and the field
heard of that. I think there was horse races, everything
and
else.
Others who went down in the waters of the Pacific and the skies all over Asia. And freedom stands tall.
Oh, my God. It's fucking Thursday. Shut the
monument,
fuck up.
This one.
He's like
what?
A kid doing
this
like
capital,
a fantasy.
This living monument.
Oh, shut
all right,
up.
All right, all right,
all right.
He's
right,
just doing
American
a book report. This is like
oh,
a fucking.
They just
book
ushered him off with the. That was awesome. That would have been awesome. Oh, my God. Yes.
You know what I would love would be like at the Apollo and
more
sweet
years
people
wait,
off stage.
Wait, who just left? I hope those chants are ironic.
I am white. I am white.
Yes,
I
Bernie
am white.
Sinning.
I am white.
Bernie
I am white.
Bernie
fuck
sinning
the shit.
Fuck,
go fuck
yourself.
Whose heroes
fuck
live
you
not only in the past.
Fuck you.
But all around us.
You fucking prick.
Defending hope.
You're a total
pride,
fucking prick.
And defending the American way. They work in every trade. They sacrifice to raise a family.
They God, I hope the ratings for this are shit. I really
they
do. I mean,
flag abroad, and they are strong moms,
baby boomers, let this
and
happen
brave kids.
I got news for you, Gen X.
I wasn't.
I missed it by years.
Medics and Marines.
I don't know.
But above all else,
Gen X didn't help either.
They
probably
are American.
How did white people
like
this?
Not.
Gen X, what year?
This city, this nation.
I think like 65
belongs
or later
to them.
I missed it.
I mean, I guess I do
nobody
know
knows
how white people act.
Nobody knows.
Fuck you, Chris Coons. You negotiated the cave-in on the shutdown.
Sit down, you piece of shit. Every, I mean, sit, honestly.
Cars.
Fuck you. You're all...
Judy's made us all here.
Gulag.
Task
gulag
is to respect
gulag. Gulag, 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 gulag.
To listen to them, to
re-education
serve
camp,
to protect them.
Prison. Fuck you.
And
four walls are three too many for the people we're looking at right now.
Word.
Americans
right
fill the world with word art and music. They push the boundaries.
Are you fucking
oh
kidding
God
me?
How can you be this boring?
Discovery.
The one thing you had going for you is that you were a funny piece of shit.
Of what we
Helter
should never.
I'm letting
ever
my kids hear
forget
Judy say, fuck you, Trump.
The people dreamed
after the,
this country.
The
people built this
after
country,
the speech.
And it's the people who are
Judy
making
Gold
America
will give
good
the
wait, it's not
gonna
rebuttal be long, because this is fucking.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't listen.
Wait.
Just do what you need to do to make it work. And Trump steaks are simply the best steaks, says Gumshoe Goy.
Oh, look at Mike. He's going to watch some gay porn.
As long as we are proud of who we are.
Oh, shut up! It's done!
Power cuck.
America
nice tie,
done
Sam. I would move on you like a bitch.
As long as we have confidence in our values.
Mike
faith
Pence
in
dick
our citizens.
Did anyone think anyone noticed me checking out Paul
God
Ryan's
We will never fail. Our families will
today fall. Through the Sharper image, you can enjoy the world's greatest steaks in your own home with family, friends, anytime.
And you're going to finally have the affordability they need and the quality they deserve at a lower price.
Trump steaks are by far
the best tasting, most flavorful beef you've ever had.
Hey, you wrapped it up.
Oh my God.
Wow, a lot of people moving out of there.
Fuck you all.
Trump concludes his State of the Union address. He went an hour and 20 minutes.
I'd say about an hour too long.
A laundry list of policy proposals. This one,
what policy proposals?
I'm sorry, all of you.
His economic successes in his 1 year in office. And it was a call to reach across the aisle seeking Democratic support.
Are you fucking kidding me? It was a call to what?
Today,
I hate the media so fucking much, you guys.
As much as anything, Mark Shields.
Today, through the sharp...
I think in the last half hour, a celebration of American survival and courage with, I think, one guest after another in the audience, a North Korean defector, the police officer who adopted the baby of an addicted heroin.
You know he's like, shut the fuck up.
The parents of two teenage girls who were murdered by gang members. There were some
imagine having to be the person
this,
who has to pretend
way too many guest
stars thing that just happened.
And several of them were really quite special, especially the police officer.
Oh, Mark Shields, shut the F up, please.
Adopted the
Mark your neck.
Unborn child of a heroin.
Getting away from you.
Yeah, you need to pick
up. Really rather remarkable. But yes. It was a different Donald Trump, certainly from the inaugural.
What else could you think?
It was no carnage. There was no dark.
No carnage.
Why are you even wearing a tie? Just put the fucking skin there.
The willingness to applaud. I noticed that Speaker Ryan did not stand up and applaud when the president endorsed family leave. And that was the one exception. But, I mean, the infrastructure,
right, guys,
those
are
big
like...
items. And
I'm an Uber,
the
thank
call
you.
For unity, Judy, while appealing, we'll see how long-lasting it is. It has a rather limited shelf life when the president calls... Show people on the other side.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Last count,
right,
he personally insulted 83 Democratic elected members by name in his tweets, and we'll see if that has. But tonight it was a bigger Donald Trump and sort of a reaching across the aisle.
About
you're
as
right.
big as usual, I would say.
And,
look at that fucking.
But David,
man.
I was just going to say, David, there were many Democrats who were. Not standing when the president was speaking.
No, it's weird. Now you seem to write speeches designed to get the people, the opposition, to not stand, and you hope they look bad. That's one of the designs of these speeches.
Right.
I actually disagree
Brooks
with the Mark on the tone of the speech. I was struck first by the amazing number of people.
Okay, yeah, he married his intern. That's not good
in the
enough.
Balcony. Lenny Skutnik was the first one in 1982. The Ronald Reagan segment.
No, he now he married his. I believe the woman that he married, that he bagged on his first wife for, was his research assistant on a book called Character.
Some uplift about the economic
can't make this shit up, people.
It's about death in North Korea, death near death in Iraq, death from MS-13.
That's the coolest part about
the emotional atmosphere.
Oh wait, look at Mother and Ryan talking.
Against malevolence and against threat.
That was so
and
fun.
That's an emotional atmosphere designed to minimize.
Look at Emily Kester.
To minimize.
Look at her. Oh my God, I just got wet.
Look at Louis Gohmert. He's totally chasing him down.
Louis Gohmert's a stalker.
I feel like Louis Gohmert had spent the whole evening photobombing Trump. I'm surprised he didn't show up like underneath the podium.
Taste those dry chappy chaps.
I think if you go through the speech and look at the amount of time the president spent on the economy.
All right, let's switch over to like... I don't know. Who will be super annoying?
CNN.
Right? CNN, right?
I mean, Fox will be just insane, but CNN will be
annoying. Fox will be insane.
CNN will be annoying.
Let's just tune in to see if what's his face is.
Little Fox?
I want to see a shot of his kids again.
What do you think? We'll take that down a little bit. And now, listen, soon they're going to do the crappy response to the State of the Union, but soon we're going to do the good response
yes.
to the State of the Union. Let me check with our HQ. We've got to go down downstairs and find out what's happening in the control room to also check. A lot of people have head over to the commissary and getting another round of dinner.
Commissary thing.
Well, yeah, when no, you have a great commissary, why wouldn't people go?
That's yeah, no, we have an feed. Amazing
exactly,
commissary.
Exactly.
Always feed people. That's one of the things I learned in production very early on. Judy, are you almost ready?
I'm ready.
No, right. you know what we got to do for a second. Like, Sam, what are you anticipating tonight from the official Majority Report response from Judy Gold?
I think that what we're going to hear is going to probably be a direct response.
I think it's
going to
be
Donald
direct.
Trump.
I think it's also.
But I think it's also going to be optimistic.
It's going to be a call for unity, but it's also going to be a specific call out of the man.
Right.
You might also hear some things about Mike Pence being in the closet as an example.
It's
sort
possible.
Of synchronized with a broader call for America to come together. There's a lot of anticipation for this.
I would suspect we're going to hear something about someone's cock.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's going to be Mike Pence or Donald Trump, but I feel like that's going
to
play big in this.
She likes to focus on the anatomy of these people.
So what I want to do is, can we go to a single screen of Donald Trump getting his ass kissed by various Republicans while we position...
But there's a lot in there that, particularly on immigration, it didn't seem to me like he was extending much of an olive branch to Democrats.
David Axelrod?
Well, I mean, I agree with what's been said. I think that there was a lot of frilly embroidery around some very familiar themes. And the things that were most memorable about that speech will be his language around immigration, a focus on MS-13 as if that characterizes the entire immigrant community. That's only going to inflame the debate. Look, I thought he did a lot of good work, as Dana said, on the economy. There was a little bit of the rooster taking credit for the dawn, but there also, every president would do that in his position. I don't deny him that. And then the absence of Russia, he said, as we strengthen friendships around the world, we are also restoring clarity about our adversaries. What kind of clarity does it send when you don't mention Russia in the speech the day after you announce that you're not going to enforce the sanctions that the Congress unanimously or nearly unanimously approved? So, you know, I think it was fine for his purposes. I don't think it changed a lot.
Yeah, I think it was a perfectly adequate speech. He seemed to be a little low-key and almost sort of tired and bored in his delivery. There was a part when he talked about it really being an exciting time to be in America. He didn't seem to be very excited himself to be up there delivering that message about how exciting it is to be in America. I think I was surprised at how short... the short shrift he gave the opioid epidemic, which is... he didn't lay out any real plans to deal with it. It was like, you've been the president for a year now. We've seen the worst of this epidemic this last year of 2017. He talked about the numbers, but there are times in this speech I thought he again sort of... Have you been the president over these last years? He talked about trade in the same way. And if you look at what he's actually done on trade, it hasn't been much.
Well, on the immigration issue, there was very little specific policy. Yeah. Some of that may be because he recognizes, given the dynamics of the Congress in an election year, that he's not going to get much policy. But it really was thin
but
on
policy. A missed opportunity in that sense, I think. I want to start by saying I think the president, who is not known for his own flowery rhetoric, did a very effective job using his guests. The powerful anecdotes about the stories of these American heroes and the gentleman who saved his...
Ladies and gentlemen, and now with the Majority Report response to the President's State of the Union address, Judy Gold.
Thank you. And good evening, my fellow Americans. Tonight, I've decided to wear green glasses because President Donald J. Trump makes me want to fucking puke. Donald, you're a liar. You're fat. You don't weigh 239 pounds. I hope you choke on a big fucking Mac. I can't even. Donald, for 1 hour and 20 minutes that I can't get back, I suffered through your fucking bullshit. And it was bullshit. Everyone hates you. Everyone knows you're a big fucking liar. Melania hates your guts. She didn't even stand for you. She wore white. I don't know what that means, but she wore white. You were the only president who has ever clapped for himself.
during a State of the Union. And you kept looking over at the Democrats like, hey, come on, guys. We all hate you. You're dumb. What's the last book you read, Donald? What is it? No, seriously, what is it?
What's the first one?
What's the first book? Yes, thank you. Thank you. That was Sam Cedar here at the Majority Report. Donald, you are going down. Down, 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 down. You know, Putin, who you forgot to mention,
my friend,
your big friend Putin, he's a fucking asshole just like you. And you two deserve each other. And you should go over to Russia and have anal with Putin while Mike Pence jerks off in the corner. Okay? How's that? Is that something you'd enjoy? Huh? Where was your son Donald Jr. tonight? I didn't see him. Was he killing some wild animals, some endangered species? Because his fucking dick is inverted as well. Donald, your speech was boring. You're boring. Your bottom teeth are disgusting. The sides of your lips just stick together because you're dehydrated from eating too much fucking McDonald's. You know how many Democrats just got up and walked out when you were done? Because you're fucking gross. You're just an asshole. You don't even want this job, okay? And you're putting my life in danger. And you know what? 50% of Americans don't invest in the fucking stock market, asshole. So no one really gives a shit about the fucking stock market. And what is an African-American job, huh? What is it? No, seriously, what is a fucking African-American job? I'd like to know. And you know what? You can thank Obama for any good thing that you talked about this evening, okay? I you know what? I'd like to take the chain migration people and choke you with the fucking chain. The chain of the migration, okay? You fucking asshole. You know what? You know what we're going to say soon, Mr. Trump? You're fired. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bernie Sanders is going to do a response too, but I feel like you already hit all the major points, so it's redundant.
That was awesome. Fuck you. All
right, let's hear Joe Kennedy.
Your lower teeth look terrible, and you're dehydrated.
All right, I'm done. Was that
an American city built by immigrants.
The first and last book he read was
From Textiles to Robots. This is a place that knows how to make great things.
Era.
Uh-oh, he's got shit by his mouth.
The students are with us here this evening in the auto tech program at right. Diamond Regional.
No, he's got definite stuff on the
corner. It's very shiny. Looks like he just snacked
someone out. Like many American hometowns, Fall River has faced its share of storms. But
Fall
River
is a shithole.
Tough. Oh. They fight for each other. They pull for their city. It is a fitting place to gather as our nation reflects on the state of our union. This is a difficult task. Many have spent the last year anxious, angry, afraid. We all feel the fractured fault lines across our country.
Drink ourselves.
We hear the voices
Chile and whorehouse
of Americans who are forgotten
now we're just
and feel forsaken.
Harvard graduates who are kind
we see an economy that makes stocks soar, investor portfolios bulge, and corporate profits climb.
Bulge.
But fails to give workers their fair share of the reward.
That was a very government vulgar speech that he gave. That
trust me, no problem there.
Russia, knee-deep in our democracy. An all-out war on environmental protection. A Justice Department rolling back civil rights by the day. Hatred and supremacy proudly marching in our streets.
Our friend Robert Priggy texted me.
Bullets.
You guys did a great job trying to make chicken
classroom.
Salad out of chicken
yeah.
shit.
Concerts.
Absolutely right.
Congregations. targeting our safest sacred places.
What?
And this nagging, sinking feeling, no matter your political beliefs,
all right, you're laying it on a little heavy
is
there,
not
Kennedy
right.
Spawn.
This is not
where's
who
Bernie?
We are.
Kids should be able to get a college
the
for
noble
free.
Globalists.
You're a fat
and he says power cabinet secretaries to fire people to undermine his agenda. Is that apart from the whole deep state thing or actually thinly veiled attack against public union? Missed it.
Folks, it would be easy to dismiss this past year as chaos. Partisanship as politics. But it's far, far bigger than that.
Believe
this administration
me. No problem.
Isn't just targeting.
Michael Brooks looks like a young John McEnroe. I thought I was watching V for Vendetta, and then I realized I've been watching the State of the Union this whole time.
I don't care.
For them, dignity isn't something you're born with.
Trump was doing a V for Vendetta.
But something you measure.
We were? I don't get it.
By your net worth.
I didn't like that movie.
It's been a long time.
Your celebrity. Your headlines.
I love
your crowds.
He does kind of look like him.
Who?
Not to mention the gender of your spouse.
I like him.
The country of your birth?
I love Jamie Keck. An ISIS suicide bomber would make this speech better.
The god of your Jesus. Their record.
I appreciate that I am because that's the type of joke that I would like to make.
That we are all
but I don't feel comfortable
that we
making.
All equal,
so
that we
thank
all
you.
Count.
Luska.
In the eyes of our law and our
State
leaders.
Of the Union is literally a montage to American suffering. I don't know what I expected.
That.
Form follows function.
Is the American promise.
I like Judy's brother. Okay. He's in Fall River.
Fall River Mass.
Dude, Fall River sucks, dude.
Listen to what
they got a bridge there, but aside from that.
Yeah.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, today, that promise is being broken. By an administration that callously appraises our worthiness and decides who makes the cut and who can be bargained away. They're turning American life into a zero-sum game where for one to win, another must lose, where we can guarantee America's safety if we slash our safety net, where we can extend health care in Mississippi if we gut it in Massachusetts. We can cut taxes for corporations today if we raise them on families tomorrow. Where we can take care of sick kids.
I mean, he's right.
If
but...
we sacrifice dreamers. We are bombarded with one false choice after another.
What happened
another.
To the Kennedys?
Coins you can't really. I think he's pretty good, but
he's all
right. I don't think there's. Like, this is.
It's just a thankless job.
Thankless.
Or the heartland. As if the mechanic in Pittsburgh. A teacher
we
in
should
Tulsa,
dub. It would be really funny to dub over the speech. Like he's talking there, he's just like, hey, yeah, yeah. And then all of a sudden, just like, you're a fucking asshole.
Of a system forcefully rigid.
Just Judy
towards those at the top.
Judy over Kennedy.
The anger interpreter.
Joe Kennedy the third anger interpreter.
Son or daughter
is Judy Gold.
Will be beaten and bullied at school. Is any Best more or less legitimate than a parent whose heart is shattered? By a daughter.
The problem I have with a speech like this is that, like, you know, the soaring rhetoric, we got it from Obama and it never delivered. And so now I think I'm just like, there's no speech I'm going to hear that is going to get me excited about anything.
It seems dated.
That's the problem for me.
Just focus on one specific.
Let me just see your voting record. Screw it. Say a couple of bad things about Donald Trump. Get off. That's it. That's all I'm excited about.
We should have Medicare for all. Donald Trump looks like shit. Thank you.
Right.
We fight. Yeah. We fight for both.
That's probably what Bernie's
going
to do.
How about
the richest nation in the world?
Donald Trump's a fucking loser.
Real honestly, like, in all honesty, at this point, it should just be like, look, it's super important for all of you to vote in 2018.
Right.
Go tell your friends. Go tell your parents. Go tell your kids. Go tell your cousins. Get out and vote because this is a shitstorm. Everybody knows it. Let's just go forward. I don't, you know, like the soaring rhetoric, I don't need. But maybe some people do. Maybe some people who are awake at 10:50 at night on the East Coast are sitting around going like, I need soaring rhetoric right now from a car place in Fall River.
Maybe. She's an economy strong enough to boast record stock prices and brave enough to admit that top CEOs making 300 times their average worker is not right.
Fragonard. Who is this wicked MS-13 anyways? Emoluments to the great ones who shot their blood. Judy F-bomb.
We choose Fall River. We choose the thousands.
You're the effing terminal illness. This is, I think, from the speech.
Power or privilege, but with
Panhandle liberal. With Trump faith. Actually said gleaming roads because he thought he was a lyric better. In the national anthem. Wu-Tang Clang. Holy shitballs. Ted is really bloated. Is he going to slough off his skin soon to reveal a new layer of smooth, moist, amphibian-like covering?
Ted Cruz remains much more disturbing than Donald Trump.
He's going to lose, I think.
I hope, pray to God.
Don't you think? The audacity,
I don't know. The other dude's still an underdog, but it's a shot. It's possible.
But he's getting better.
Yeah, he is. From your lips to Allah's ears.
Philly DSA. 2018 might be the most important midterms ever. A Democratic landslide is needed to badly send this more on a message. Skyscrapers might catch fire from the tinsel decor, but they will be built bigger and faster without permits and approval processes. Will one promise made in the speech ever come to fruition aside from speeding up the permit process for construction?
Oh shit, he's speaking Spanish.
Y no, nos vamos a alejar. You are part of our story.
It's not bad.
We will fight for you.
It's pretty good.
And we will not walk away.
For the whitest man in the world.
Why is there a car behind him with the fucking head up?
Here's what I would have done if I was doing the advance man for this. Nobody wears suits.
Rude.
Nobody wears suits.
I know. That's amazing that Democrats still have just like this basic.
Don't wear your suits tonight, folks. Just dress like normal people.
Wear like Pats jerseys. Trump is a fucking shirts.
To ensure that no parent has to worry.
Real math.
The idea that there is no Pats jerseys there is sort of offensive.
That is bizarre that there's no Pats jerseys.
It's a little bit offensive.
Yeah. On the streets of Las Vegas and Philadelphia and Nashville, you sat high atop your mom's shoulders and held a sign that read,
"Oh my God, Joe the Third is so boring.
Tear it down."
Can we switch to Bernie?
I used to smoke cigars on boats.
He'd be good at narrating those Apple commercials that try to make you cry.
Right. My father told me that if I didn't win the debate at dinner, that I would get beat with a cane, and then if I won, I could have sex with my sitter. The Kennedys used to be a lot more interesting.
Black Lives Matter. You wade through floodwaters.
Yeah, maybe they're just keeping it under wraps now. Who knows?
Wildfires.
How their genetics are? Look at that. Like it's like stranger. They don't. They just fuck each other, and they look exactly alike.
Quiet battles.
Jim,
look,
gay Republican
like
here,
Spurs.
But big fan of MR and Judy, Matt and Michael too.
Your weary bodies to that.
Maybe Matt can give me his camera a wave for me, please.
Won't feel the sting of scarcity.
Oh. I can switch the camera. You, so you can see Matt.
Matt's not giving a wave to a gay Republican.
Oh yeah,
not a Republican.
You take it back, Matt.
Gonna get no retrieve.
Yeah, you retract that wave. I didn't know that.
How dare you?
You help.
Republicans don't get waves around here. Not that kind.
More than any law or leader, debate or disagreement. That is what drives us towards progress.
Left is preferable. Bullies. Trump is starting to slur his words. He did towards the end there. Jeb Bush, this is the most beanbag thing I've ever seen.
Upon the
our United States managed to match the strength and spirit of a people united in defense of their future. Politicians.
This is beanbag.
Politicians can be cheered for the promises they make. Our country will be judged by the promises we keep.
I banged Marilyn Monroe. You probably don't even have Kesha's cell phone number, you fucking loser. I like this. Kennedys from the grave insult their spawn. It's a good new bit. That is
who we You've gotten.
What kind of pussy are you pulling? Nothing.
See, this is a walking demonstration of why Trump is president. Because this is the fucking alternative. It's not great.
Of our union.
I rescued people in World War II, and I banged Mr. Trafficante's girlfriend. What the hell have you done?
God bless you. God bless your families. And may God bless the United States of America. Thank you.
Good job. Good job!
I actually think like we're right, but I actually think relative to what they had on tap, that was fine.
Yeah,
that was fine. That wasn't that bad.
I know. I think he did a good job.
It was fine.
I mean, didn't listen to any of the words.
It's better than the old guy.
How is Rick Santorum have a fucking job? Look at him.
Oh my God! Seriously, that might be Dan Savage's crowning achievement.
Yeah.
Oh,
that I mean, it gets better.
That's
pretty cool.
That's
Santorum.
Also gross.
Let's turn up the volume.
I love,
here.
Remember the Tony Soprano thing about Rick Santorum?
More than U.S.
He's like, he goes, you know, if it keeps going like this, pretty soon we'll be fucking dogs. It's like that Senator Sanatorium said.
Almost twice as likely to commit, I think it was murder. I mean, the bottom line is,
and that study is an outlier.
Gangs.
The study is an outlier. And
it's not an outlier. It's a 35-year study of a border state.
By a biased state that is trying to make a point, but here's the point. Here's the point.
So you want to talk about facts and you don't.
No, I'm saying I've got my facts and you've got some alternative facts and that's fine.
You're looking at self-reported data. I'm looking at actual data.
Governor, I just. All right, I'm putting this aside for 1 second. I just want to comment on these two speeches.
You know, it would be great as if MS-13 started having comments on CNN.
I love the use of people.
I like to say they distorted our record.
But his cadence.
We have a different view of the border.
This speech, by contrast, he was passionate and enthusiastic, and he emphasized the word all.
Shut up,
and to me, yes, I can
lay off the Percocet. Shut up.
I'm just telling you how often Democrats view it, which is inclusive.
Honestly, no. No. We can't do this. We can't do this. I'll tell you why. I mean, look.
Enough.
Yes,
but this is a good reminder.
Trump
was torturing us.
Trump was heavily medicated, and Kennedy can deliver a good speech. And at the end of the day, the really important things are that the Democrats need to obstruct at all costs at any moment, and they need to start to. I mean, frankly, that's good for Kennedy. But the best thing I've seen all week was Chuck Schumer goading Donald Trump to get involved in negotiations, because when you take him out of a context where he can't be medicated for for a specific period of time, and he's reading a speech off of a teleprompter, he's going to screw things up because the guy's total incompetent.
Right.
And I don't know. There's something so naked about it this time with the State of the Union. Right, because
and the fact that they're still actually playing this game is
right.
Just unbelievable. Like even at this point, you can't say that this guy. Okay, even if you want to play by the CNN rules, he gave a nice speech. Whatever. If you really want to pretend that much, but to
right.
At least not follow it with obviously this means nothing because obviously he's a mentally ill incompetent.
Right.
Like, this is objective reality.
Even during the
everybody.
Bush years, they would have this type of analysis, but there would be policy in there that is like scary and you believe that there's like an agenda. And in this instance, there is really just a series of either lies or exaggerations or and no completely untethered from what they intend or can do.
Judy
knows it right there.
Wait, can I read?
Yeah, please.
Please.
Matt Oswalt. It's so funny.
Oh, Bernie.
They should cut to Tiffany Trump sitting on the curb outside the Capitol crying on her cell phone while the doorman stands there with his arms crossed.
I told you.
All right,
I
let's
figured
hear
her for
let's
her
hear
sweet 16.
For a vision of where we should go as a nation.
Shabbat shalom.
Which is far different than the divisiveness, dishonesty, and racism coming from the Trump administration over the past year.
Go fuck yourself.
President Trump talked tonight about the strength of our economy. Well, on that point, he's right. Official unemployment today is 4.1%, which is the lowest it has been in years, and the stock market in recent months has soared. That's the good news. But what President Trump failed to mention is that his first year in office marked the lowest level of job creation since 2010. In fact, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 254,000 fewer jobs were created in Trump's first 11 months in office than were created in 11 months before he entered office. Further, when we talk about the economy, what's most important is to understand what is happening to the average worker. And here's the story that Trump failed to mention tonight. Over the last year, after adjusting for inflation, the average worker in America saw a wage increase of, are you ready for this, 4 cents an hour or 0.17%.
Boom.
Or to put it in a different way, that worker received a raise of a little more than $1.60 a week.
Or to put another way,
and as is often the case,
yourself.
That tiny wage increase disappeared as a result of soaring health care costs. Meanwhile,
and it's not just
at a time of massive wealth and income inequality, the rich continue to get much richer while millions of American workers are working two or three jobs just to keep their heads above water.
Water.
Since March of last year, the three richest people in America saw their wealth increase by more than $68 billion.
When I am president, we will burn their homes.
$68 billion increase in wealth.
But this is good.
This is great.
Meanwhile, the average worker saw an increase of 4 cents an
hour. Hey, you notice how we all shut up and listened when Bernie started talking?
Yeah, and it's
honestly, Trump touted the bonuses.
Nobody loves the Kennedys more than I. Nobody wants somebody young more than I. But it's just like the soaring rhetoric. I just want to hear the specifics.
What he forgot to mention,
and why Donald Trump is a dick. And that's what we're hearing right here.
Here are the specifics and why Donald Trump is
receiving a raise or a bonus because of this tax bill, 2%. What he also failed to mention is that some of the corporations that have given out bonuses, such as Walmart, AT&T, General Electric, and Pfizer, are also laying off tens of thousands of their employees. Kimberly Clark, the maker of Kleenex and Huggies, recently said they were using money from the tax cut to restructure, laying off more than 5,000 workers and closing 10 plants.
Well, you need a lot of money.
What Trump also forgot to tell you is that while the Walton family of Walmart, the wealthiest family in our country, and Jeff Bezos of Amazon, the wealthiest person in this country, have never had it so good.
Welcome to the Gulags. It's coming.
Oh, no. What happened?
CIA.
Interference. Deep Jeff state
Bezos,
interference.
Mossad. And
Hillary Clinton.
Off more than 5,000 workers and closing 10 plants.
When Bernie's done, you prick.
What Trump also forgot to tell you is that while the Walton family of Walmart, the wealthiest family in our country, and Jeff Bezos of Amazon, the wealthiest person in this country, have never had it so good, the difference between what he promised the American people as a candidate and what he has delivered as president. That's right. Many of you will recall that during his campaign, Donald Trump told the American people how he was going to provide health insurance for everybody with,
gotta
quote,
love those
much lower deductibles,
fingers,
end of quote. That is what he promised working families all across this country during his campaign. But as president, he did exactly the opposite. Last year, he supported legislation that would have thrown up to 32 million people off of the health care they had, while at the same time substantially raising premiums for older Americans.
To quote Judy Gold, fuck you!
Shut up and take my blood, Bernie. Seriously, If it means that he gets to be president for 8 fucking years, I will be the first in line to give him my blood, Peter Thiel style. We're both Jewish. I'm sure we're the same type.
Peter Thiel style.
I mean, I thought that was, you know,
perfect.
I don't
know.
You
remember the, you know, the, imagine the contrast. Who was the crazy lady that did the alternative Republican response a couple
Michelle.
Years ago?
Oh, Michelle
yeah.
Bachmann.
Right?
Bachmann.
So just look at the contrast on those sides. Oh,
he's yeah. fucking Pence.
Yeah, that would make a really lovely
couple.
Yeah,
they
couple.
Would get a good couple.
Yeah, they would make a nice couple.
But who's the bottom?
Well, Michelle Bachmann, Pence. When she went on, was...
Pence is the bottom, for sure. No, I'm just saying the contrast of, like, the Republican side, like, you know, having all of these crazy, like, the official response to Obama was nonsense. Then you had Michelle Bachmann looking off into the distance. And the Democrats have this sort of, like, you know... soaring rhetoric Kennedy thing, and then the alternative in the Bachmann slot is the most popular politician in America, sort of outlining just the reality of what's happening.
I think that's Sean wants contrast. To say something. Is that allowed?
No,
it's not allowed. I'm sorry.
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 Sorry. Sorry, Sean.
If you have to ask.
If you have to ask, you can't talk.
I thought maybe that I'd just like to summarize what Bernie had to say in that little speech there. So, I think what he was trying to say is 1% of the Salvadorian immigrants control over 80% of all the drug trade. What I'm trying to say is that MS-13, MS-13, you will no longer be able to control the 99%, and we need to distribute the crack cocaine, the heroin, the weed to all the people. The 99% will not stand any longer for MS-13 controlling all the drug trade.
That would be funny, actually. I could see that.
Yeah.
That's it. That's
yeah, how about the little guy?
For too long, one gang has control. That's a crazy statistic.
All right, I'm going home.
That's good. That's good.
All right. I
can
guess we should probably
please?
Wrap this
please,
up.
Please.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
I ruined the show.
Tomorrow. Yeah, yeah.
Thank
no,
you.
Tomorrow, we will be live at noon. And this completes.
Just heads up. I probably won't be feeling well tomorrow. Just well,
who's going to the Upper West Side?
This completes
your
our special report, special presentation of Donald Trump, heavily medicated, delivering the State
the
of the Union
boring
address.
Boring fucking speech.
This
ever.
Can't
it was
go
pretty
on
bad.
Too much longer. He needs to not be president. After 2020, it's enough.
Now I'm headed to the discoteca. If you see me on the dance floor, don't hesitate. Until then.
It might take all the strength I got.
No one.
To get to where I want. But I know somehow I'm gonna get there. I wasn't looking when I just got caught. Between the truth and the light bulb. Yeah, I know the clock is ticking, but the meds are gonna kick in, and my pilot light's shining bright. I guess I'm where the choice was made, for the option where you don't get paid, for the rope that bends before it finally breaks you. I guess somehow I lost my drive.